Common reach-in and walk-in service calls. The service calls you'll actually run in commercial refrigeration and how to triage them. Box not holding temp, iced coil, dirty condenser, door and gasket problems, drain issues, and short cycling. With a fast triage order that checks the Jeep. Common causes before condemning the cycle. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Most refrigeration service calls aren't exotic. A box is warm, not cold enough, iced up, or running constantly. The skill is triaging fast, checking the cheap, common, environmental causes before you pull gauges and start chasing the refrigeration cycle. Refrigeration has way more it's the box or the use, not the machine failures than comfort cooling. So the order you check things in saves you hours. This article is the field triage for the bread and butter calls on coolers, freezers, walk-ins, and reach-ins. How it works. When a box won't hold temperature, the heat balance is off. Either too much heat is getting an infiltration, bad doors, warm product, ambient or not enough is being pulled out, iced coil, low airflow, dirty condenser, low charge, defrost stuck. Your job is to find which side of that balance broke. The fastest path is a triage order that front loads the common, visible, low-cost causes. Is it even running slash calling? Power, controls, thermostat calling, compressor running, doors, gaskets, infiltration, prop door, torn gasket, failed door here, curtain strips missing, warm humid air pouring in, condenser, dirty slash blocked slash hot. The hash one mechanical killer in dirty environments, kitchens. A grease-backed condenser can't reject heat. Evaporator, iced or low airflow. Frosted slash iced coil defrost problem, failed evaporator fan, blocked airflow, plug drain refreezing, defrost working, especially on freezers. Then, and only then, the refrigeration cycle, charge, superheat, restriction, compressor. Run that order and most calls solve themselves before step 6. In the field, box not holding temp, triage walk, confirm it's running and the controls are calling. Don't skip the dumb stuff, tripped breaker, bumped switch, dead thermostat. Someone turned it off. Doors and gaskets. Look for a prop door. Torn slash hardened gasket. Condensation slash ice around the frame. Failed door heater. Missing strip curtains. Infiltration is a massive load and a top cause of warm box and iced coil. Condenser. Is it clean and clear with the fan running and not recirculating its own hot air? In a kitchen, pull the panel. Grease and dust pack condenser solid. A dirty condenser raises head, drops capacity, and overheats the compressor. Evaporator. Is the coil frosted slash iced? Are the fans running? Is the drain clear or is melt refreezing on the coil? An iced coil can't move heat even with a perfect charge. Defrost. Force a defrost and confirm it works. Heaters draw current. Coil clears. Drain carries water away. It terminates. Product and use. Warm product loaded in bulk. A freezer being used as a flash chiller. Doors open during a rush. The fault is sometimes the operation. Only after that. Pull gauges and check charge, superheat slash subcool, and look for restriction or a weak compressor. Normal values and targets. Cooler box. Product around the mid-30s degrees. Food coolers often 35 to 38 degrees. Freezer box. Product around minus 10 degrees, 0 degrees or below. Condenser performance. A clean condenser keeps head pressure reasonable for the ambient. A packed condenser drives head up and capacity down. Compare condensing temp to ambient. A wide split means a dirty slash failing condenser or fan. Coil TD, about 10 degrees designed for lower humidity boxes. A coil that's frosted runs a wrong TD and starves capacity. Recovery, after a door open event or defrost. A healthy box pulls back down in a reasonable time. A box that never recovers has a real problem. Representative, confirm to the application. Common faults and what they mean. Dirty slash blocked condenser. High head. Overheated compressor, weak cooling, eventual compressor failure. Extremely common in kitchens. Clean it and reevaluate before condemning anything. Iced slash frosted evaporator, defrost failure timer slash heater slash termination or a frozen drain refreezing the melt. Sometimes low charge or airflow. Coil can't move heat. Door slash gasket slash infiltration. Warm box, heavy frost load on the coil, high run time. Cheap to fix, huge impact. Includes failed door heaters icing the frame shut. Evaporator fan failure. No airflow over the coil. Box warms while the refrigeration looks fine on gauges. Short cycling. Leaking liquid line solenoid repressurizing the low side on pump down systems. Tight pressure control differential or low charge. Low charge slash leak. Under charge symptoms low suction, high superheat, poor capacity. Find and fix the leak. Don't just top off. Plugged slash frozen drain. Melt backs up. Refreezes on the coil. Ices it solid. Also water on the floor slip hazard. Tech tips and gotchas. Check the condenser first on a weak cooling call in a dirty environment. Kitchens pack condensers with grease. It's the most common and most overlooked killer. Pull the panel and look. Don't assume clean enough. Iced coil to check the drain, not just the heaters. A frozen condensate drain backs water onto the coil where it refreezes into a block. The defrost can be perfect and the coil still ices because the melt can't escape. Infiltration is a load, and it's usually the customer. Propped doors, torn gaskets, missing strip curtains, and dead door heaters dump warm humid air into the box, warming it and overloading the coil with frost. Fix the box before the machine. Don't trust it's not cold without a thermometer. Box air temp lags product temp. A box that just recovered reads cold air before the product's back down. And a customer's warm might be a freezer at 10 degrees that's fine for the moment but trending wrong. Recovery time tells a story. Time how fast the box pulls down. Slow recovery with everything clean points back to charge slash airflow slash compressor. Pump down short cycling fools people. A compressor that keeps stopping on the low pressure control and restarting as the box rises can be normal pump down. Or a leaking liquid line solenoid. Know the difference before you call it a control problem. Safety slash code notes. Food storage temps intersect with food safety rules. Log box slash product temps. A warm box can be a health issue. Document it. Walk-in interior safety release anti-entrapment must work. Verify it. Never disable it. Electric defrost heaters and compressors are heavy loads. Lockout slash verify dead before servicing. Refrigerant handling follows APA section 608. Recover. Don't vent. Repair leaks rather than repeatedly topping off. Water on the floor from a bad drain is a slip hazard and a sign of a drain problem. Address both.